say he's too late. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is now in East Palestine, Ohio, where residents complain of a slow response to the toxic train derailment almost 3 weeks ago.
They always say they care about the unforgotten, you know, the little guy. They don't care.
When they care about the people is when they're on TV.
Buttigieg, who was joined by federal officials from the NTSB and others, as well as local leaders, to see the damage done.
Is any personal property or business inside of a perimeter that's not accessible?
I don't know.
The visit comes a day after former President Trump's visit to East Palestine. He brought water, cleaning supplies, and food in a promise that if the federal government and Norfolk Southern don't clean up the mess, that he will be back.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Parts of the U.S. are snowed under, the Dakotas and Minnesota up to New England, but there's a bigger problem in some areas.
That's the sound of a city that is iced over, as so many areas of Michigan are this morning.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray out and about in Lansing.
I'm literally walking on about a quarter to a half an inch of ice.
It's taking down trees and power lines, cutting electricity to more than 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan. While nearly 800 flights are canceled. The U.S. is going to send 100 to 200 troops to Taiwan to join a few dozen already there, the Wall Street Journal reports, to help train Taiwanese forces amid concern about a Chinese invasion. And the Biden administration is considering making public the intelligence purported to show China's considering sending weapons to help Russia's war in Ukraine. The president returned from his trip to Kyiv and Poland last night.
U.S. officials are quietly warning about the landlocked former Soviet Republic of Moldova on Ukraine's border. Russia's defense ministry says that Ukraine plans to stage an armed provocation there, clearly Russian propaganda, and a warning sign that it could be Russian forces heading there next.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's a new report from the Anti-Defamation League tying all the mass killings in the U.S. last year that were linked to extremism were all linked to right-wing groups, many related to white supremacy. Now, yet another Capitol rioter has been locked up, punished for what he did more than 2 years ago in Washington.
Garrett Miller, who threatened Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Twitter after he stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. He pleaded guilty in December to 9 of 13 charges and has already spent more than 2 years behind bars since his arrest. He's expected to serve another 8 months. Miller was wearing a T-shirt that read, quote, "I was there, Washington, D.C., January 6, 2021, with a picture of former President Trump on it when he was arrested 2 weeks after the riot. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Days after charges were reduced against actor Alec Baldwin over the deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust in 2021 in New Mexico, they're getting ready to resume filming.
Rust producers said that the indie Western will resume shooting at the Yellowstone Film Ranch in Montana. The film has been the focus of many lawsuits following the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who was shot and killed by a prop gun fired by Alec Baldwin. The production is eyeing a spring start. Several members of the original crew are returning, including director Joel Souza, who was shot and wounded in the October 21st incident. Baldwin and armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed have been charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter by the Santa Fe DA's office for the tragic incident. The first hearing in the matter is Friday. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Unemployment remains low. First-time claims last week dipped slightly to 192,000. under 200K for a sixth consecutive week. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.